Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, the House approves withdrawal from the Capital Development Fund to settle bauxite debt and amendments to the General Consumption Tax Act to be tabled by June 2014. Stay with us. The House of Representatives has approved the withdrawal of $6 million from the Capital Development Fund, the CDF. This to settle Jamaica Bauxite Mining Limited's alumina supply obligations to Glencore AG. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips says the funds will be used to pay the first and second installments of quarterly payments due to Glencore in the 2014-2015 financial year.
The balance of US $23.6 million is to be provided in equal quarterly payments with interest at 8% per annum up to the 2016-17 financial year.
Dr. Phillips explains that Jamaica Bauxite Mining entered into an alumina supply arrangement in 2002 with Glencore to facilitate the borrowing of some $65 million. He notes that subsequently in 2008, due to the slowdown in the global economy and the closure of UC Rosal's operations, Jamaica Bauxite Mining experienced severe difficulties in meeting its obligation to supply some 255,000 tons of alumina to Glencore.
By December 2012, when the supply contract ended, Jamaica Bauxite Mine's debt to Glencore was some $33 million. On the basis of an agreement arrived at in 2013, the government agreed to pay Glencore the aggregate sum of $33.8 million owed by Jamaica Bauxite Mines together with the accrued and unpaid interest thereon at the rate of 8% per annum.
The Capital Development Fund was established under the Bauxite Production and Levy Act. It was promulgated in 1974 when the Bauxite Production Levy was imposed and the proceeds of the levy directed to the CDF. The government is expecting that property tax reform will be ready for implementation by the start of the financial year 2015-2016. This is contained in the Supplementary Memorandum of Economic and Fiscal Policies submitted to the International Monetary Fund. The document was tabled in the House of Representatives on Tuesday by Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips. The implementation of property tax reform will include amendments to the Property Tax Act and the Land Valuation Act. These amendments will seek to provide for the publication of names, valuation numbers, addresses, and amounts outstanding of delinquent property owners in the media. All residential and commercial properties are subject to tax in Jamaica. Property tax is levied on property owners to supply revenue for the provision of public and community amenities by the local government. Meanwhile, amendments to the General Consumption Tax, GCT Act, are expected to be tabled by June 2014. This is also outlined in the Supplementary Memorandum of Economic and Fiscal Policies submitted to the International Monetary Fund. The document was also tabled in the House of Representatives on Tuesday by Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips. The main objectives of the reform of the GCT Act are to broaden the tax base and improve its administration. Under the reform measures, the zero rating for government purchases will be eliminated effective in the 2014-2015 fiscal year by way of a provisional order and has been included in the revenue and expenditure estimates for the 2014-2015 budget. Additionally, there will be a broadening of the application of GCT and Special Consumption Tax, SCT, on motor vehicles over 10 years, initially by way of provisional order. The amendments will also curtail the availability of a reduced rate of SCT on selected motor vehicle imports. This by limiting the cost and insurance freight value to $35,000 afforded to pickup trucks used for agricultural activity. The amended bill also has provisions facilitating the elimination of the exempt status of electricity for independent private power producers. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.